Moranifesto by Catlin Moran.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. So, welcome to my second collection of writing. Hello, I embrace you. I am sorry about the smell. I get very sweaty when I write. I don't know why. One day I will learn how to varnish my armpits, and it will be easier to be my friend again. Until then, I apologise. I've been a columnist for 23 years now. I started when I was 17, at The Times, when I faxed them a speculative column from the fax machine at the Star's newsagent on Warstones Drive, Wolverhampton. The Times offered me a job, so I moved down to London and started writing about what I knew, pop music, TV, film, radio, life stuff like what to do in a nightclub, always work out a dance routine in advance, keep your money in your bra, and how to smoke a cigarette in a cool way, always make sure you put it in your mouth the right way round, the taste of smouldering filter is deeply unpleasant. Mainly, I just tried to be funny. And I stayed away from anything political, because politics wasn't for 17-year-old girls trying to be funny. That was for serious adult men, in suits, who knew people in Parliament, or had been politicians themselves, or wanted to be politicians in the future. Politics was for the political people, and I was not one of them. Anyway, the years passed and I grew up and, as one does, I read the newspapers and I watched the news and I started to have opinions on politics. This is stupid! That is amazing! Why are we not doing this? But still, I didn't write about politics because I wasn't a professional politics person. I thought that...